What's going on, Maroon 5? Wait, pretty big Rossi in studio right now, here for Beauty Pop DXB happening this weekend. You can get your tickets at beautypopdxb.com. It's like the world has arrived for this event.
Yeah.
And I love it. We've got Mary Phillips in studio. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. This is so exciting.
Are we loud? Are we okay? Because we're pretty loud.
It's really loud, but it's fun. Okay. This is really exciting.
Welcome to Virgin Radio Dubai. Welcome to Dubai.
You are the
makeup artist that a lot of the celebs come to when they say, I got a big event, I got a big photo shoot, I got a big red carpet, I need to make sure that I'm going to look good. They come to you, Mary.
Yes.
Do you feel pressure?
You know, sometimes, yeah, there's a lot of pressure, but you know, if you just kind of relax and do what you do and, you know, everything usually turns out pretty good, but it's fun, you know. I work with some amazing people that inspire me and some really beautiful people, so I'm very lucky.
Yeah. When there are a lot of makeup artists here in the UAE, right?
Yes.
And how do you go from being a regular makeup artist, because so many makeup artists are so good, but they don't have celebrity customers. How did you get one celebrity then that recommended it? Is it like sort of word of mouth?
Yes.
They're like, oh my gosh, you know, she's really good, you got to use her.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it started. You know, when I started, it was a completely different industry than it is now. You know, a lot of people get discovered on Instagram and social media and stuff, and that is not the way I came up.
Yeah.
You know, I was, you know, back in the day when I started doing it, you would, you know, try to find other celebrity makeup artists that inspired you, and you'd want to assist, and, you know, you start assisting for free, and, you know, I would walk these people's dogs and take out their garbage, and,
wow,
you know, so, yeah, and you just kind of study under them. It was kind of like going to college. You do what these people need you to do, and you learn.
Who was the first celebrity that I would guess you got, that trusted you?
The first celebrity that became like one of my regular clients was Jessica Simpson back in like the Newlyweds days. So I did her, the first job I actually did with her is I went to go do the movie Dukes of Hazzard with her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I did that with her and worked with her for like 9 years. And then I started doing J-Lo. Somewhere in between that, my friend Ken, who he did Jessica's hair, this guy Ken Pavis, he was also doing Jennifer's hair at the time, so he recommended me for that. So it's a lot of, like, hair people that recommend you, or manicurists, or publicists, or somebody else in the industry that's like, this girl's good, you know.
So you work with J-Lo for, like, 12 years. Is that about right?
How is she?
Well, it's
she's awesome. She's amazing.
But also, like, working with someone like the likes of J-Lo, like, as I said, you don't get, obviously you're confident in your own ability, but still it's J-Lo. Like, you've got to make sure that, I mean, when you're doing whatever you're doing, I don't know the technique names of contouring or whatever it is, in your mind, have you got your mind just talking to itself like, okay, make sure you just do this a little bit better than usual because it's J-Lo?
And I was a big fan of hers. I was, you know, it's funny when you're not a big fan, like I'm gonna freak out when I see them, but you know, you follow them. I thought she was gorgeous. You know, I loved her music, so it adds a little bit of pressure when you know, you want to make sure you do really good.
Sure.
So when you're sitting with the likes of J-Lo, Jessica Simpson, whatnot, do you have the freedom to kind of do whatever you would like to do to go with their look? Or is it more they direct you? I mean, how does that work? Because I always wonder, I mean, they're big stars, you know, so.
It depends. Some people I work with are very involved in the whole process, but it's, you know, it has a lot to do with the wardrobe stylist, the hairdresser, you know, we all kind of get together before and kind of come up with a plan. And then when they get there, whoever the celebrity is that we're working with, we kind of give what we want to do. You know, we were thinking this with this outfit, or sometimes, you know, it's all about the dress, and sometimes the dress needs to shine. So it's not about doing like a crazy hair or crazy makeup look.
Right.
You know, it's all a collaboration. And then the client will come in and we'll discuss, and some people are like, cool. And some people are like, no, I want this, you know. So it just depends. It depends on the person, the day. You know, we can plan as much as we want, and then they come in, they're like, no, I want to do this. But it's always, you know, a big, a team effort.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
of course.
Beauty Pop DXB, make sure you check it out this weekend, Dubai Design District. It's got so much going on there. Your tickets can be bought at beautypopdxb.com. Mary Phillips hanging out with us right now. If you've got any questions for Miss Phillips, you can get it in right now to 4008 or give us a call. You're cool to hang out because Rossi and I, later on, we're going to do the makeup. Pretty's got no makeup on right now.
Sorry for my appearance, Mary.
you
look great.
Rossi and I are going to take half of her face each.
Okay. And you guys can always come to my class. I'm teaching a class tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Beauty Pop. So
we may need it.
Yeah. We'll see how you do. If not, maybe you guys can come.
I'm coming to that masterclass. I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna talk about what you're going to be doing at Beauty Pop as well. So hang out with us. It's gone 8:19, your Thursday morning here on Virgin.